begins now. And it begins with an age-old question. Do trap games exist? The Green Bay Packers have won three straight. They play the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. If you are a member of the 72.6% of respondents. It's been a while since I had a vote get over 1,000 votes, by the way, and that poll did get 1,000 votes, so thank you, Elon, for boosting my numbers.
Kudos to you. I thought that was a dumb poll idea, if I'm being honest.
Even though
it wasn't.
I don't pay you, and I'm not a fan of your work. 72.6% Jaguars, 27.4% Jaguars. So they play the Jaguars on Sunday. And then, hello, Detroit. The Packers playing host to the Detroit Lions the following week. So, Tausch, 11 years in the NFL. You've won three in a row. You got a big showdown with the top dog in the NFC North. Is this a trap game? Do those exist?
They do. I don't know if I would say it depends on how well you can control your own thought process. Because the easy thing is, if you're, that's why you hear the day to day and the week to week and the just trust your process. You hear Saban say that good teams don't allow for trap games. And with that said, if you remember the 96 Packers Super Bowl champion team, did they not lose to an 0-10 Colts team? That's
97 team, yes, 97, the defending champs.
So it can be, I think it's a lot different with young football teams because they don't know any better. They don't take all this into account, and it's not like they're, you know, that's why I thought San Francisco was going to have a hard time, because you keep climbing, it can get, there's just so many things that can go one way or the other. This team, I would be really surprised if they looked at this as a trap game or didn't prepare and take Jacksonville seriously, because I know LaFleur is going to be saying all the right things, but this is still such a young and hungry football team. There are not a lot of guys that are just going to be sitting there. You said, well, Watson. How is Watson going to look at this as a trap? He's got 14 targets. You don't think he wants to eat? Jaden Reed didn't have a great week last week. You don't think he's just chomping to get out there? You know, Josh Jacobs didn't get a ton of touches. It really comes back to, you know, there are a lot of guys that had monster weeks last week and are thinking, whew, I can't wait to go play Detroit. That's going to be such a pivotal game. There's obviously going to be guys that will be thinking about how big of a game Detroit's going to be, but they're just so young right now. I don't envision anybody on that roster, and especially with this coaching staff, looking at it from any perspective other than, if we don't go play well, we're going to get our blanks beat. And the NFL, everybody knows how razor thin the margins are. Even when you're playing bad teams, typically if you don't play well, you're not going to beat anybody by a bunch of, by a substantial amount.
Right.
So I think trap games do exist. And it's more about the mentality of both teams, because the thing you're always worried about when you're the hunter or the favorite, the hunted, I guess, would be, how is that other team more motivated than we are? Why would that be the case? Because if you have everybody telling you how bad you are, I always would rather play a team that's coming off of a win.
Right.
We used to call them caged animal games or backed up against the wall games.
Wounded animals.
You don't want that. Those caged, whatever, the desperation. I don't want guys feeling desperate. I want guys feeling comfortable.
Fat and happy.
And that's the thing you worry about when you have a team that's got a three-game run. Everybody's patting them on the back. Oh, boy, you guys got this figured out. That's how trap games formulate.
Is there something to how young these guys are, too, that they, like, crusty old curmudgeonly vets maybe are a little more, even though you're pros and you've obviously gotten deep into your career by being a pro, that you kind of get a little bit, got to go on the road to Jacksonville. It's going to be hot. They suck. Like, is the youth a positive or a negative when it comes to potentially a trap game?
100% a positive. I don't think there's any of these young guys are thinking, oh, heading down to Jacksonville. Everybody wants to play at home just because it's an inherent advantage. But to think that guys don't – it is a slog. And if you have a family, I mean, you know this better than anybody. You don't want to be away from your family. You're looking at it. There's 100 different – there's just more distractions and things, especially in Green Bay, when you have a little older team. Younger team, guys, a lot of guys are looking forward to going on the road. And having, you know, really, if you think back to the Ryan Longwell days when Applebee's was the spot, guys were just looking, hey, we're going to go get a great meal. Now, obviously, there's a lot more options, and that's changed. But there's I think, less of a opportunity from a distraction and from a, another slog game. It's just when you're young, you don't know any better. You're just going to go play. Let's go. Bring it. I think that's part of Goody's process. I think he's going to try and keep the back half of his rosters super young, hungry, and desperate as long as he can because it works. I think it's a good tenet to keep when you're building your roster.
The Packers' defense is coming off of its best game of the season, and more good news is on the way. Because it appears Devontae Wyatt will be back in action. He was practicing yesterday. I assume he'll practice again today. He told us he's playing, which, again, players always tell you they're playing. But he had not said the last 3 weeks he was playing. So he's coming back from the high ankle sprain he sustained against Minnesota.
I hope they don't cut Carl Brooks' reps by a ton.
Who should have their reps cut?
I don't know. But Carl Brooks has earned the right to continue to get a lot of reps. He has.
I would agree. I would assume that it'll be at Colby Wooden's expense that Devontae Wyatt gets back into the mix. But that is another, like, you were talking.
How do we think Kenny, we love Kenny Clark on this show. He's been a great. How do we think he's playing so far?
I thought he was pretty disruptive on Sunday. Last Sunday, okay. Or this Sunday, depending on if you're Jesse Nelson or not.
I still can't believe there were people defending Jesse on any of that.
There were?
He screwed up and there were people that were like, well, Jesse, actually, it's Sundays or the beginning of the week. The fact that Jesse couldn't just fess up and say he screwed up. And now he's built a little legion behind him that's trying to defend his god-awful position on that. It tells you a lot about society and where we're at.
You know what I thought was the best line about this? And I saw his legion of supporters. Well, if you look at a calendar, the first day of the week is Sunday. I thought the best counterpunch to that was, what part of the week is Sunday considered? The week end. It's right in the name. The week ends.
Well, week beginning doesn't roll off the tongue, Jason. You got to call it something, but it's
the weekend.
Well, then what if it was a Monday night game? Was it still last week? No. I mean, yes, if they played the Texans, last game. Last weekend.
Right, it's Wednesday, yeah. And we're saying last week's game on Monday night against the Cardinals. Yeah, that would be last week's game.
Wait a minute. That's exactly the opposite of what you just argued.
Game, yeah.
So you've just outed yourself as knowing that you're wrong.
You sold yourself out down the river, which is a very good place to be.
It's a very difficult place to be. I think I just need to experience it and then know when you're in the feels of the moment, whether it's last week or this week or next week.
Well, you got that New Orleans game coming up. I think that's a Monday nighter, so we'll be able to test that theory out a little bit later.
Holidays are going on that week. That's going to be a tough one to figure out what
volleyball
day it is.
Volleyball's going to be playing for a national championship around then.
They'll
be off the whole week, getting ready to do those pre- and post-game shows from the Final Four. I mean, what are we going to do?
Do y'all remember when Jesse told us that he was doing volleyball, and I said, I can't wait to see how many days after volleyball games you miss the show? And it's about 80% of games, volleyball games, correlated to when he's missed shows on our air.
Not only that,
80%.
I'd like to see where you get those stats from.
I had Klinkster and Jerry Otta.
565 analytics, of course.
565 came back with
that. Go with your gut, yeah.
Remember when Jesse was all uncomfortable because he knew that John Arias was joining our team, and so he didn't want to talk about the play-by-play stuff, and then he still found his way into being the pre- and post-game host, so he still has a role, and then he abdicates his role on our show for this additional role that he took
process.
On.
It's very fascinating. I can't get inside of Jesse's head. I don't know exactly
I don't think you want to be
what
there,
he's
frankly.
Thinking. He's an interesting fella.
I'd like for it to be next week already.
Guy. All right. So we're not sleeping on the Jags. Yeah. Jesse, since you're the voice of
I'm sleeping on the Jags. As a analyst and as someone, as a fan, I'm totally sleeping on the Jags.
I'm sleeping on the Jags, too. We got this huge game Saturday night for Badger football, noon kickoff at Jacksonville. I'm sleeping on this game. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Jags stink. I do. And I think they're a rudderless operation. I think they're one of the. What did I say yesterday? Now I don't want to say irrelevant, but
blah.
I think I said blah. They're in the top
Fling
three
them.
Franchises.
Fling them or eat them. All right, let's get. I want to get to Barry Alvarez because I am really, really, really enjoying his contributions to the Great Dane Huddle.
What's the name of that show now, Jesse?
It is the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Madison. Airs weekly on Monday nights, typically.
And what's the name of Bally Sports Wisconsin now?
FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin.
It's a mouthful.
FDSN.
I want to get to Barry Alvarez, so we will move on from the bleh Jacksonville Jaguars. What were the other teams again? Carolina... was one.
Carolina, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. What's not bleh is this wonderful partnership.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's from you talking to your cats all the time.
I
can't believe you don't knit. Like, I feel like you're a crochet guy. Like, I don't even know how you don't crochet. You always complain you don't have any hobbies. Got all those cats, yarn floating around everywhere. How are you not a crocheter?
That's a misnomer. Cats don't play with yarn. I don't know. I don't have the tools, those gigantic needles or whatever that you have to have. And then you, like, do little, you know, loops and
well,
stuff.
You're at Goodwill and you're constantly thrifting. Just go get some.
I'm not constantly thrifting. I went to get some wigs yesterday. You will see how they worked out tomorrow.
I could see you doing some crochet sitting on the ground at a high school football game. Just putting a little
blanket
together.
You're sitting there at a picnic table waiting for your kids to get done watching a cross-country meet, and you're out there crocheting. Yeah.
Let me know when you're done.
It's actually a great hobby for you is crocheting. Like, it fits you to a T.
I'll make you a nice Afghan.
Attention to detail. Calming. Yeah.
How have you not become a crocheter?
First of all, I'm writing stories at these high school football games that I'm going to.
They have this technology now. You can talk, and they'll type for you while you're crocheting.
That's not my process.
Keeping your fingers dexterous.
It's not my process.
I bet the blankets you would crochet would sell better than the wire hangers.
I don't know if that's true, and I've got another batch coming.
No, those wire hangers are like hotcakes.
Keep an eye on YouTube.
I love people sending me texts asking if you're okay, and now you blocked the fact people can't look to see what you're selling on Facebook, whatever.
I didn't block anything. Still available.
It's not what I heard.
Got some very nice items. I got a lot of things to list. We're converting the playroom that the girls used to have their Barbies and everything in into a more teen-friendly area. So we got a lot of toys that we got to list. So keep an eye out.
What does that mean? Teen-friendly area.
We're gonna put a big screen TV in there at some point.
Okay.
When it's in the budget, and then we're gonna put Steinhoffels is gonna help us design the room, so it's got some like comfy couches and stuff, so like the girls can have their teammates or friends over to watch movies and hang out, and we're gonna put a little refrigerator in there with, you know, bubbler
nice.
Drinks and stuff. Yeah, that's the plan.
I'm a
anyway.
Little nervous though. You know, your kids are starting to get old. You took 9 years to get that first couch from Steinhoffels. I'm a little nervous on your timeline.
Yeah, but I got this one. This one I got under control. Just like Steinhoffels has it under control, that every time, now it's Brandon McManus. Before it was Braden Narveson. But Steinhoffels, every time that Packers kicker trots out onto the field, no matter who it is, Matt LaFleur may be praying. He may be crossing his fingers. Maybe now he's just confident that he's got a veteran. But we're all hoping, even me, not a fan, I'm hoping that they make the field goals, because that means another $1,000 from Steinhoffels to Special Spaces Wisconsin with the dream bedrooms that Special Spaces Wisconsin creates for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. Every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels donates $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Every single time. So last year, I think Anders made 29 field goals. That's $29,000. Hopefully there's even more field goals this season. So Steinhoffels, again, you can find out more. Just search Special Spaces Wisconsin. They do great things for kids that are battling cancer. It's a really neat charity, and I hope you'll support it the way Steinhoffels is. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934. They're 100% employee-owned, and they are a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers and of Wilde and Tausch. We'll hear from Barry Alvarez next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I messed up. Which doesn't happen that often, but it happens occasionally.
No, you're good. You do a good job. I give you grief, but you do a good job. I
appreciate you saying that. I'll try not to yawn the next time you're making a point. But we were going to do our thing. You know that thing where Tausch talks to the color analyst from the Badgers radio.
I don't know how
radio
well that got received. The YouTube chat was, I don't think, that impressed with that last time. I like the concept of it. I don't think we do that every week, but there are times I think it's fun to do.
Yeah. So, yeah. We were going to do it, then I forgot to tease it that way. So we'll give the Badgers Radio Network color analyst the week off.
He's
this
a busy
week.
Guy. He's a hardworking guy.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his plate.
He's not off as much as the Badgers outsider has been this season, or as much as Jesse is.
We'll have
Don't
him
step on.
On
my joke.
We'll have. Yeah, that was good. We'll have him on when the Oregon game is coming up. That seems like something that you, Jason, would want to talk to the Badgers radio analyst about, is that big matchup if they're number one, especially.
Now, are we all on the same page with this? We want Oregon to be undefeated when they come in here, right?
Yeah, and Penn State is currently undefeated, correct?
They are.
Number three in the country, yep.
I'm not a James Franklin fan. I may be a Badgers fan for this one for sure. I am a fan of Barry Alvarez on
Who
the
are
great...
you going to root for in that Oregon-Wisconsin game?
I just want both teams to have fun. I want a good game. I don't care.
I know you don't.
Which sweatshirt are you going to wear that day?
I will probably wear some sort of a Christmas sweatshirt that would have both red and green, so I'm covered. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Let's not waste any more time.
Total crochet guy. Total crochet.
I may knit myself a sweater for that game, yes.
There you go.
I don't want to waste any more time because Barry Alvarez, once again, man, I'll say this. I covered him. We joke about it on the show when he joins us, and even when he's not on, about the earring and him giving me grief about it when I had it. he did not give out a whole heck of a lot as a coach to the media. He was very, like, we know what he was like with you guys privately. Yeah. Who was the guy? Did you ever say who the guy was that was standing up and beating his chest about how you guys were going to win the Big Ten? And he told you to sit, told him to sit down.
No, that's that always... was in like the, that was like 89 or 90. Yes. I don't remember. I'm sure we'll remember who it was. Some, but yes, it's one of my all time favorite Alvy stories.
So he, but he is, he's not holding back. He gives zero you-know-whats. He is awesome on this show. Jesse, how can people listen to the entire show, not just the highlights we're going to play now?
Yep, the Great Dane Huddle podcast is available just like this one on Apple, Spotify, Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get it. Alex Gravatt and then the Rose Bowl champions, Derek Engler, and the UW Athletic Hall of Famer, Tarek Saleh, join Coach Alvarez every Monday, it has been to this point in the season. There might be a couple of Bucks conflicts coming up, but it should be every Monday roughly throughout the entirety of the season on ESPN Madison, and you can subscribe for the podcast.
And just for clarification's sake, Tarek Saleh, no relation to Robert Saleh.
Correct.
You know that for sure.
I have asked.
Is that verified?
Yes, but you know how my fact-checking goes. Maybe someone else should ask.
That's fair.
Big J.
That's
Jesse.
Probably a good idea.
Let's get to Barry Alvarez, Jesse. What did Barry have to say on the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Madison?
They're solid on both sides of the ball. They're not lopsided. They're not a one-sided, one-dimensional team. They're not just good offensively and hang on because their defense isn't any good. Their defense is really good. Their offense has really come along. They can run it. They can throw it. Kicking game's good. So I just think we're a well-balanced team, and you better be well-balanced to be able to beat us. So I don't care who we play. I don't care who you look at anybody in the country. I don't care who we play. We should be able to walk on the field and compete with them and have a chance to win.
I like how he went they for a large portion of that answer, but then was we and us at the end. Tausch is a lot of we and us on the call, by the way. He's a Badger. Barry's a Badger, but it's jarring when someone like Barry calls them they and them. They've got a good defense. They've got a good offense. I didn't expect that from him there.
I was actually wondering if he was talking about Penn State.
Right. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with his assessment of this team? And more importantly, how much has it changed in the last few weeks? Because they didn't compete with Alabama. And during the second half of their loss to USC, they didn't compete with them either. Wasn't pretty in either of those games. And those teams have fallen on hard times since.
They have, to a certain extent. They're obviously, Alabama's still very talented. But I watched a bunch of Penn State tape yesterday. And there are athletes. There is a dude on the defense. Everybody's talked about their tight end, Warren. He had the monster game against USC. He is a matchup. He's going to be somebody, obviously, that the Wisconsin Badgers are going to have to really focus on. But there is a dude on their defense that is pro-ready and is an absolute stud. Abdul Carter, number 11, is going to show up in a big way. And if you that's one of those, you know how I always say you have to have that kind of that bullseye, like, all right, don't let this cat ruin the game. He's one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He's a dynamic dude. So everything that, you know, Barry Alvarez was just saying there, you need to execute at a high level. This is going to be one of those games that you're not going to be able to have the mistakes that we've seen, a few mistakes that are made. But this group, it's gotten a lot better. And if you just hang around the program, the vibes and the energy, winning is a big deal. Before that Purdue game, I think a lot of us were concerned about where this thing was headed. You get a couple of wins, you start playing some good football, and now you get this titanic matchup on Saturday Night Football with Noah Eagle on the call. It's what all, you know, Barry used to always say, these are the games you come to Wisconsin to play in.
Mm-hmm.
You get a great measuring stick to see where you're at. I am super excited about this because there's a lot of unknowns still. I still, you know, you're playing, this is a big boy team coming in here. And we're going to get a good idea where we're at. But I'll say I feel markedly better than I did 3 weeks ago. And I think this team feels markedly better about where they've grown and how they've played. And that gives them confidence to have a great opportunity to do some big things Saturday night.
Jesse, what else did Barry have to say?
Yeah, that wasn't it. Barry Alvarez on the matchup with Penn State specifically.
Love to play Penn State. I grew up in Pennsylvania. Always like to go back there and play. Loaded with they're really and always have been a very talented team. And but that doesn't mean that you can't beat them. You know, so the thing is, you have to convince your team that you can beat them, and this is how you beat them. And I'm not sure, you know, what our guys will tell them. But this is a team that I think if we play well, get after them, then we can beat this team.
Love hearing that. Where does Penn State rank among the Big Ten teams that you get real amped up to play? Like Ohio State's got to be in there. Minnesota's got to be. Where's Penn State in those rankings?
I think when they're really good, like they are this year, it's high. Otherwise, I'd put them in the second tier. They're in that second tier. They're kind of they think of themselves as maybe being better than us, and you know, they're irritants. But I always love, you know, Barry would always say, he'd talk to Paterno, and, you know, he'd imitate, you know how we love imitating Barry's voice. He'd imitate Paterno's voice and basically saying, I'll kick his blank, you kick their blank, we're going to go in there. It always was get this thing into a phone booth. I believe this is, and I know we have younger audience don't know anything about phone booths.
Indeed.
But
Clark
they
Kent.
They thrive on space. And athleticism.
Uh-huh.
This team is no different. This is an athletic group now. These guys do not want to get punched in the mouth now. For Wisconsin, you turn this into a phone booth game. And if you do that, you're going to have a great chance to win. How you do that, you slow it down, you get physical. And obviously Wisconsin, it's a different era of football. But we've had a lot of success, and it's been because our offensive line is really improved. They're executing at a high level, and that's going to happen on Saturday. But this needs to be a Clark Kent phone booth. Let's pile these boys in and let's
have
just
some
see
dinner.
Who comes out of here. Let's see
who's
who comes out of here. Who's going to come out of that phone booth feeling better about themselves? You don't want space. Phone booth it.
Before Tausch tells us how to use the...
I like Barry's pep talk better, I gotta admit.
Just have some dinner. Sit down, take a beat. And then beat Penn State. Before Tausch tells us about the ESPN Where to Watch program that they have going on right now.
Thanks for that heads up.
Jesse, what are the particulars for the matchup with the Nittany Lions on Saturday? Where can I watch that game? What time does it kick? What do you got going on for the Badger for the Wisconsin College Game Day? Give us all the info on that.
Yeah, Saturday's going to be a fun day. So 6:30 kickoff on NBC is where you can watch the game, third-ranked Penn State and Wisconsin. Right before that on NBC, Wisconsin 8th-ranked volleyball is at number 10 Purdue at 2:30 in the afternoon. So it's a Wisconsin doubleheader on NBC on Saturday. So that's pretty exciting, too. And same thing on ESPN Wisconsin, 620 WTMJ, where you can find our respective shows. Badger volleyball coverage in the afternoon. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show from 4:30 to 6:30. And then the postgame show right after with your reactions to the game, win or lose.
So is Wisconsin College Game Day doubling as the Wisconsin volleyball postgame show? Are you melding the two, and does that mean you'll be on both at the same time?
Oh, I wish. We could only be so lucky. No, they will
be
separate shows, so we'll see how the timing all works out Saturday. That's the thing with volleyball. Sometimes it ends early. Sometimes it goes long, so we got to figure it out on the fly as we go. So we'll see how it all plays out on Saturday afternoon, but one will lead into the other. We know that.
Well, Tausch, we can always use that ESPN Where to Watch deal to know where games are and where to find them.
Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote. Grab your phone and open the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature is a game changer. So many games going on, ESPN app is your answer for, well, what channel is that? What app is it streaming on? How do you do that? What time are the Bucks tipping off? Nah, boom. ESPN app. Need the channel for Sunday's green and gold games? ESPN app. You already know the answer to that. Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to all that frustration and hello to watching fun sports. Aww. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon. Jesse, it's also going to be a 640 kick, not a 630, just for your programming purposes. So you can do a little extra on your volleyball coverage. 640.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you for the heads up. Who were you imitating when you were asking where to watch everything there with the ESPN app?
There was nobody imitating anything. I do get frustrated.
That voice sounded
a lot of our fans.
Sounded like a lot like one of the actors in tomorrow's headline. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's love in every word.
Somehow I have and then I try to make my way. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Nice hair, Wildo.
It's my alter ego, Wildo.
My dad wanted me to ask you guys this question, and you know I always like to cater to Usher George when I can. You know, he was an usher at Miller Park for 15 years, now known as American Family Field.
I've heard that.
Beck and I have been invited to a first birthday party celebration on Saturday afternoon for...
Tier 1 Tyler?
Not Tier 1 Tyler. A couple of our other friends, Nick and Susie, from up north. They live in the area.
Where are they at tier-wise?
I haven't thought about that before. Probably Tier 2. I don't think we see them
sounds more
often
tier
enough.
Three-ish
no,
to
me. You can't just...
I've never heard of them
every
before.
Time I give you a tier, you always say
you
they
paused
go
and
one
hesitated.
Tier lower. I never thought about what tier they're on before is all.
But that's your deal. That's your whole shtick.
I mean, Becca's known them like her whole life. So it's probably a different tier for her than for me. So that's a little different. Yeah. Anyway, we were invited to their son's first birthday party, which they've decided to... reserve some space in the local brewery for us to go and enjoy the first birthday party. Is it IPT or genius for parents to celebrate their kid's first birthday party renting space at the local brewery, inviting all the friends over to come and enjoy on a Saturday afternoon?
Absolutely genius. Because Jason knows this, I think. The first birthday party is not... especially if it's your first kid. It's not for little Susie or little Eleanor or whomever. It's for parents. I can't believe we figured this out for a year. It's for every other birthday is for your kid. That first birthday is for you as a couple and as a family, because there's days you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get through this. And when you do, it should be for you just as much. Obviously, you have your kid. You put him in a little, or her in a little bassinet or whatever. They're maybe crawling around at that point. You got space. They can go over and check out the different equipment. I don't know what you're all going to do, but you're still going to get it. They'll be brought gifts, but when you're there, that's for y'all and your friends. They don't have, the kids don't have friends yet. It's perfect. I think it's a great call by your Tier 4 friends.
I'm on board with this as well. How's the food at this place, do you know?
I have never been, so I don't know. I can give you a full report back on Monday, but I have no idea. I'm sure the food is good.
Whoa, Nelly!
The The Milwaukee Bucks win their season opener last night, 124-109 against the Philadelphia 76ers. Home opener tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls. Tausch, have you checked a box as far as the roadmap of the prove-it year for the Bucks? Like you said yesterday, is that one step in the right direction, winning against the Sixers last night?
Sure. Yep.
This has been Tausch's NBA Minutes.
I mean, I'd feel better about it if Embiid played. Who's the other dude they picked up? The guy from the Paul George. Neither of those guys played. So, yeah, if you don't go beat Philadelphia now, like, what are we doing? So, yeah, great performance. Shot the heck out of it last night. Got some new players that showed some chops defensively. So, yeah, it's a great start. Check the box, but, I mean, come on. Philadelphia is basically not Philadelphia when they don't have those guys playing.
To Tausch's point, the Bucks win 124-109. For those of you that are curious about the scoring numbers, Giannis with 25, Dame with 30, Taurean Prince with 16, Bobby Portis with 16. Who are the new guys that you are intrigued by? Gary Trent Jr., Taurean Prince? What do you... Who you like that they've added, being our NBA guy?
Trent. Well, you just said Prince. I think the thing that we've been looking for is, can we get better defensively? I don't know if last night checks those boxes. You need some games to see, but obviously we were not an athletic enough team last year. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm dialed into the point where I could say, well, it's all fixed. It's all solved. Doc's got his plan now. He's been able to implement it. He's got all of his guys. So I'm going to give it a little time, and then I'll make my judgment. I'd say around a little before Christmas, I'll give you my first opinion on it. But I think the fact that you saw some different bodies out there doing some things, I think you should be – we needed to do something different. Can't just sit there and do the same thing and expect different results.
A.J. Green played 4 minutes. A.J. Johnson played 1 minute. And Andre Jackson Jr., who theoretically could also be an A.J., played 1 minute. Andre Jackson was the guy that we thought was going to see a bigger role this season. Or at least that was what I think Evan suggested to us the other day. I'd be curious to see if that ends up being the case. He's a national NBA guy, you know.
Yeah. He knows his stuff. We'll see. Again, let's just let this thing play out a little bit. First game, baseball, it's always fun. A lot of pomp, a lot of circumstance, but let's just let it go.
Can you ever have pomp without circumstance?
Sure. You can just be pomp. You're being kind of
You should know pomp.
Last one, speaking of pomp, Davante Adams delivered a motivational speech for the Jets in his first game with his new team on Sunday night. They got the team fired up. It was described as a fiery speech before the game. The Jets lost 37-15 to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, it was after the game, Jesse. Come on, get your facts straight.
Come on, Jesse. I've always told you guys this.
Oh, it is after.
Yes.
Dang it, I misread
team
that.
Team meetings. If your group has more than one players-only meeting, and I know that's not what this was, but it reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm.
The first team, college team, I was on the 95 Wisconsin football team. We had more players-only meetings, and we
then we had players.
Good. Well, no, it wasn't that. But the point is, at some point, it ain't about the hat; it's about the cattle. Right now, a lot of hat.
I'm sorry,
I have cattle. Yeah, exactly. You know, ever hear the old saying, all hat, no cattle? You know, like fake cowboys type of deal? You can have a great cowboy hat, be a rancher, but you ain't got no cattle? What are we doing?
It's
all
a
hat,
song,
no cattle.
It's a song by Trace Adkins, not to be confused with Zach Bryan, Luke Bryan, or
Zach
the
Brown.
Zach Brown Band.
I think the Jets are in big trouble, fellas. That's what I'm – a guy that just came here 4 days ago is your rah-rah, like, leading the group.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Devontae and Aaron just got – the bottom line is those two better revert back to their heyday and their primes and play at that level, or this thing is going to unwrap real quick.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up being cowboy with your own hat with no cattle.
So if you were, say, an inferior – asphalt company.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
yeah,
all hard hats, no asphalt? Is that what the parallel would be? Like, if you're trying to compete with Johnson & Sons paving and you don't measure up, are you all hard hat, no asphalt or no concrete?
Jason, as it is with everything, it always comes back to people. And what I loved about the Johnson & Sons paving team, they were accommodating. They were great group leadership. They had the leadership. They had the right people. We'll see if that's the case. I know it's the case with Johnson & Sons paving. Get ready for spring now. Call Johnson & Sons paving. Don't let your stuff get worse over the winter. That crack curbs and drainage and all that stuff. If it's bad now, it's only going to get worse. So get in front of it. Schedule a free no-obligation quote and get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed to be done by spotting that fatigue, cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with that bad curb appeal. Book now and save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
If you can't tell, I'm kind of excited about tomorrow's rendition of headlines. I think I might go start going wigs. They're cheap.
You look good.
$1.99 at Goodwill. You can get as many as you need. Picked up a few.
Hey, I know we got to get out of here, but what is Bill Barnwell talking about?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm in two group chats about that now. You're not going to compliment
me on my hair? Josh Jacobs has been disappointing for Green Bay?
Apparently to Barnwell he has been. We will get to that piece tomorrow, or maybe we'll just ignore it.
Yeah, what a weird
because
deal
it seems ill-informed. We
Ooh,
do have headlines.
Harsh. Skirt. Harsh, Big J.
Oh, snap.
I like that, Wildo. Big Wildo.
Yeah, I got to brush out my hair here. All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow we'll have all the fun things we do every Friday heading into game day. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. God, I look good with long hair. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.